The nurses at Kapi'olani Medical Center have authorized a strike about after 4 months of negotiation with the hospital. The nurses at Kapi'olani Medical Center haven't gone on strike since the 1970s. That's before Hawaii Pacific Health became the facility's parent company. But 93% of the nurses' union voted to authorize the strike. Here's Daniel Ross, president of the Hawaii Nurses Association.
It's the respect, and I can tell you honestly, the way things have gone, there's a lot of nurses are angry at management. They're really angry.
The main dispute for the group of about 700 nurses concerns COVID-19 protocols. Ross says the initial proposals the union presented to management as early as September were rejected outright. Workers are expected to reuse N95 masks that have been put through UV light. But Kapi'olani Medical Center CEO Martha Smith says the UV technology follows federal guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
We sterilize them with ultraviolet light. We're using CDC and manufactured recommended guidelines, which say that you can use those masks and sterilize them and reuse them if they're in good condition up to 10 times. We are currently reusing them or sterilizing them and reusing them for 4 times, which is well within the manufacturer and CDC guidelines for emergency use.
The union also opposes the hospital's policy of nurses working on both COVID-19 patients and non-COVID-19 patients. If staff catches COVID-19 in the community, Kapi'olani doesn't provide additional time off to isolate. So unless workers are infected on the job, they're expected to use their sick leave. Ross says there's no way to know for sure where someone got COVID, but Smith says if the staff is wearing proper PPE, they wouldn't be catching it in the hospital. She says Kapi'olani also does in-house contact tracing. Because the hospital specializes in women and children, it isn't seeing as many COVID patients as other hospitals. Since March, only about 52 patients have been COVID positive. The possible strike comes as the state is seeing surges in COVID-19 cases, and the lack of healthcare workers, like nurses, is the state's main limiter for hospital capacity. But Smith says a strike shouldn't impact that.
We have a plan to replace staff should they go on strike. And we are working with agencies to bring in staff that have the skill sets that we need to take care of the patients that we see here.
But bringing in nurses from the mainland would be costly, and the hospital points to more than $21 million in lost revenue due to COVID-19. Ross says they are close to an agreement, but if they were to go on strike, it would be due to unfair labor practices.
If management had from the beginning been following practices in negotiations as they should have been, we'd not be here. You know, they started moving slightly more recently. These are things that should have been happening in the first weeks. It was ridiculous. Until the contract expired, there was no progress whatsoever.
The labor contract expired in November, and the nurses have to give the hospital 10 days notice before going on strike. Another meeting is scheduled for tomorrow, but the union hasn't yet decided whether it'll wait until then to give Kapi'olani formal notice of a strike. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.